June 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you read these messages, I invite you to savor them in your heart. This is a generation deprived of a desire for wisdom and common sense. The majority of the people these days are easily influenced by evil, for they do not consider satanic influence a reality. Not believing in Satan is an evil victory in the heart of the world. Disbelief does not cancel out the truth of Satan's existence. Truth, which is salvific, is the truth of my commandments. These days, this truth is very unpopular. Folks in general do not look for any authority over them. They, as a rule, make their own free will the authority they willingly obey. This false god of free will makes souls gullible and open to any temptation of evil. With this mindset, it is easy to understand how Satan wins small battles and great ones as well. Your greatest weapon in this war against truth is your heartfelt prayers. I use every prayer against Satan's ingenious attacks. Your failure to understand this is Satan's victory. This is the hour when you must choose sides." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.